Hey, this is Matthew West.
We're Casting Crowns.
Hi, this is Mac Powell from Third Day.
And now,
from coast to coast,
across the country,
and around the world.
Hey, we're Mercy Me.
This is Chris Tomlin.
Hey, what's up? This is Jeremy Camp.
Hey, what's up? This is Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
This is Natalie Grant.
Your favorite Christian songs by your favorite Christian artists.
From number 20 to number 1.
Plus, a look at the latest music news.
This is the Weekend Top 20,
Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm your host, Kurt Wallace. I hope you're having a great Palm Sunday. In Zechariah chapter 9, the prophet declared, "Rejoice greatly, daughter of Zion, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." On this weekend show, Michael Tate from the Newsboys stops by to tell us about staying accountable. David Crowder talks about drawing inspiration from worship. Lauren Daigle has some advice to aspiring songwriters and musicians. And Mark Hall from Casting Crowns opens up on whether or not they call themselves a worship band. As always, we'll give away some great prizes, like a chance for you to win tickets to see the inspirational film Breakthrough, which releases in theaters this week, as well as tickets to see the animated film Pilgrim's Progress, which is also hitting cinemas for a limited engagement this week. Rachel's here with the latest in Christian music news, and we have future hits this weekend from Mack Brock and another brand new song from Building 429. It's going to be a great show with lots of things to win and, of course, great songs to sing along to, including this one as we kick off the countdown this weekend from Matthew West. It's Mercy is a Song.
Number 20.
Mercy is a song singing to my heart, telling me it's okay, come just as you are. I never heard a melody like the one that's singing over me, and I just want to sing along, 'cause mercy is a song and freedom is a choir. Swaying back and forth, shining in the shadow of a stained glass Sunday morning, shouting hallelujah, yesterday is gone. Our freedom is a choir and mercy is a song. Singing, oh, after what you've done, you don't deserve to be free. But I can look him in the eye and say this time you're wrong, 'cause guilty is a lie, oh, but mercy is a song. Promise in the sky that one day we'll be singing with those angels up on high, and that old familiar melody like we've known it all along. Our heaven is a mansion and mercy is a song. Heaven is a mansion and mercy is a song.
Oh,
Matthew West, and Mercy is a Song. It's number 20 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Hey, if you like being the first to hear brand new songs and then tell somebody what you think about those tunes, join our hit music crew today at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. You'll get to hear brand new songs before anybody else gets to, and then you'll share your opinion with record labels and artists and radio stations about those songs. And who knows, because you're a part of the hit music crew, that song that you listen to could make it right here on the radio someday. Just go to WeekendTop20Countdown.com and click on the hit music crew banner to sign up right now. Now more of the Weekend Top 20 Countdown with Big Daddy Weave's latest. Here they are with Alive.
Number 19.
I was dead in my transgressions, wandering in sin. I went searching for redemption down a road that had no end. I was walking through the fire. I was living on the run with my flesh lost in desire. I was drowning in the flood, but God. Far from being perfect, there are days that I regret. On this battlefield, I struggle with the lies that I have lived. I have fallen short of glory. I can't make it on my own. If you kept a record of my past, I'd be sinking like a stone. But God, rich in mercy.
Number 19 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is from Big Daddy Weave. That's called Alive. Hey, the Weekend Top 20 Countdown and 20th Century Fox has a chance now for you to win a pair of tickets to see the inspirational film Breakthrough. It's in theaters April 17th. Breakthrough is based on the true story of one mother's unfaltering love in the face of impossible odds. Just log on to WeekendTop20Countdown.com and click on that contest link for your chance to win tickets to see Breakthrough from your friends here at the Countdown. And stay tuned because we'll be announcing this week's winner a little bit later in the show. Now let's get back to the Countdown with Jamie Kimmett. This is called Prize Worth Fighting For.
Number 18.
Lately been down so low, my faith seems to come and go. Some days, Father, I don't know, how did my love grow cold? But you help me see.
is my sweetest friend. You're worth the suffering. Your love is my reward. Your love is my reward when every day is just another struggle, and every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart's crying out for more. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. The battle rages on, but your promise keeps me strong. I know I'll win this race with your unfailing grace. Your love is my reward. Your love is my reward when every day's just another struggle, and every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart's crying out for more. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. Your love is my reward, the price worth fighting for. Jesus, you're worth my all. Your love is my reward. Your love is my reward when every day is just another struggle. Every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. When it feels like I'll never make it, when my heart's crying out for more. Gotta pray, gotta press on to the prize worth fighting for. Every day is just another struggle. Every choice is an act of war. Gotta pray, gotta pray. On to the prize worth fighting for.
Prize worth fighting for. It's Jamie Kimmett at number 18 on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Last week's top three. Are you ready for them? Here we go. For King and Country had the number three song, God Only Knows.
God Only Knows.
Josh Baldwin brought us the number two song, Stand in Your Love.
My fear, does it stand a chance when I stand in your love? My fear, does it stand a chance when I stand in your love? My fear, does it stand a chance when I stand in your love?
And for the fourth week at the top of the chart, it was Mercy Me's Best News Ever at number one. Your favorite song last week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Mercy Me, Best News Ever. Will it stay at number one for 5 weeks in a row? Well, we'll find out together here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Stay with us. Coming up, we've got the top 17 songs for you and a future hit from Mack Brock, too. That's all coming up next on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
This Easter, from 20th Century Fox and Franklin Entertainment comes Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz, based on a true story. When Joy Smith's son John falls through an icy Missouri lake, all hope seems lost. But a mother's belief in the power of prayer inspires her community to trust God to do the impossible.
Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
Breakthrough, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters Wednesday, April 17th. Tickets and showtimes available at breakthroughmovie.com.
The Weekend Top 20. The Weekend Top 20. Countdown.
Welcome back to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm your host, Kurt Wallace. And we'd love to have you follow us on Twitter. You can find us at 20 Weekend. It's another fun way for us to stay in touch with you throughout the week. So if you're on Twitter, we are too, at 20 Weekend. Now we're back to the countdown with Austin French. He has the number 17 song this week. It's Born Again.
Number 17.
Stuck, I was running around broken hearted. I was sinking so fast, I couldn't last, falling apart. And you could have run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been saved goodbye to the sinner. I'm held by the Father above. No more shame, born out of the desert and drowned in the power of love. Clean. My eyes have been open, you're showing me all of my life in a new light. Every step, every breath, like it's the first time. You could have run away, leaving me there in my shame, leaving me fighting my pain, but you made a better way.
Oh, oh, oh.
I've been saved goodbye to the sinner. I'm held by the Father above. No more shame, born out of the desert and drowned.
Austin French and Zonti there, traveling these days with Casting Crowns on the Only Jesus Tour. They're at number 17 this week with Born Again on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Future hits.
Now let's take a look at a song that we think may be a future hit someday here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. This weekend, it's a brand new song from Mack Brock. The song is called Greater Things, and it's our choice for this week's future hit on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Your faithfulness, my hope is held in your promises, and I take each step with your confidence, 'cause I am yours, and I am yours.
Your future hit on the weekend top 20 countdown is from Mac Brock. That's called Greater Things. And if you'd like to tell us what you think of Mac Brock's brand new song, log on to our website. It's weekendtop20countdown.com. Now let's get back to it with Church Take Me Back. This is Cochran and Company.
Number 16.
There was a time that I swore I would never go back. I was blind to the truth, didn't know what I had. I was running, I was searching, but every place I turned for healing left me more broken than the last. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. Tried to walk on my own, but I wound up lost. Now I'm making my way to the foot of the cross. It's not a trophy for the winners, it's a shelter for the sinners, and it's right where I belong. Take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church. I wanna go to church. Oh, more than an obligation, it's our foundation, the family of God. I know it's hard, but we need each other, we're sisters and brothers. Oh, take me back to the place that feels like home, to the people I can depend on, to the faith that's in my bones. Take me back to a preacher and a verse where they've seen me at my worst, to the love I had at first. Oh, I wanna go to church.
Cochran and Company at number 16. That's called Church Take Me Back on the weekend top 20 countdown. Still to come here on the countdown, we've got the 15 biggest songs in the country for you. Michael Tate from the Newsboys tells us a little bit about staying accountable, and Rachel James has the latest in Christian music news too. That's all coming up next here on the weekend top 20 countdown.
The songs you love the most.
Love the most.
The weekend top 20 countdown.
DC Talk is reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise.
During the cruise, DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mack, Kevin Max, comedian John Crist, Mendeza, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole will all be performing.
There's rock climbing, bungee jumping, mini golf, full court basketball, an escape room, six whirlpools, three pools, a flow rider, laser tag, an ice skating rink, and more.
Plus theme nights, games, and teen events.
The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th.
On board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas.
With ports of call that includes Port Canaveral, Nassau, and the private island Coco Cay. Produced by Premier Vacation and Event, it's a vacation for the entire family.
And cabin reservations and more information is available now at JesusFreeCruise.com.
The Weekend Top 20
Countdown.
Countdown.
Thank you for joining us here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. We hope you're enjoying your weekend in preparation for the start of Holy Week. John 12 tells us, the next day, the great crowd that had come for the festival heard that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. They took palm branches and went out to meet him, shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel. Hey, if you ever miss listening to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown here on your favorite radio station, do not worry. You can catch up because podcasts of past shows are posted online for you now at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Now you never have to miss a show. How about that? Check it out at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Well, the Newsboys are up next. And when we sat down to talk with them, Michael Tate, the lead singer, shared about staying accountable.
I stay in the Word. I mean, I have to stay in the Word. The Word feeds me. It's like I read Psalms 119. Holiness, set apart. I mean, you got it together. You're perfect. The fact is, you're striving as a human because it's a pursuit when we're humans. We attain it when we get to heaven. But right now, we strive to be not a goody two-shoe for God. I don't care about that. God says, obey me. Good English, you know where. Good as a little red star the other day, a little red star from the wall, a little silver star. Whatever. Be obedient to his commandments. Follow his ways. That's pretty much the Christian walk. Once again, easier said than done.
Michael Tate from the Newsboys there. Thank you, Michael. Reminding us to be obedient and follow God's ways. And the Newsboys are up next now on the countdown with their latest. This is called Greatness of Our God.
Number 15.
From the dawn of creation, this world has been crying out for hope, for a hero to save us. We long for the supernatural.
But there is only one God who can save the day. So clear the stage, prepare the way, 'cause heaven and earth are singing. Glory, hallelujah, let the whole world see.
From the Newsboys, it's Greatness of Our God, number 15 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And the Weekend Top 20 Countdown has our Facebook page up and running here this weekend, and we'd love for you to connect with us there. If you're not a fan of ours, by the way, please request to do that this weekend. You'll find us at facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown, or look for the Facebook link on our website. It's weekendtop20countdown.com. And speaking of that Facebook page, here's a note from somebody who posted this past week. Amanda Cressy from Durant, Oklahoma, sent us a note in response to our poll question, what do you watch most on TV? And this is what Amanda said. Movies or binge watch series on Netflix, so it's like a long movie. Well, thank you for that post, Amanda. We appreciate you reaching out to us, and we're glad you're one of our Facebook friends. And if you'd like to be our friend, just like movie-loving Netflix binge-watching series friend Amanda and more than 12,000 other listeners, just go to facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown or look for the Facebook link on our website. It's weekendtop20countdown.com. Now we're back to the countdown. Danny Gokey's up next. Here he is with Haven't Seen It Yet.
Number 14.
Have you been praying and you still have no answers? Have you been pouring out your heart for so many years? Have you been hoping that things would have changed by now? Have you cried all the faith you have through so many tears? Don't forget the things time before, and remember he can do it all once more. It's like the brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the darkest night. Don't ever lose hope, hold on and believe. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. You're closer than you think you are, only moments from the break of dawn. All his promises are just up ahead. Maybe you just haven't seen it, just haven't seen it yet. The brightest sunrise waiting on the other side of the
It's the number 14 song on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Haven't seen it yet. That's Danny Gokey.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Music news.
Rachel's here with that.
Following Building 429's new label and distribution news, the band has also released the single titled Fear No More, which is receiving remarkable momentum at radio. Known for writing songs about faith, showing up in everyday moments, the band's dynamic new video and single encourages listeners to hold fast to faith amid life's inevitable setbacks. I wanted to write a song that actually spoke to the reality that many times the things we wouldn't ever choose actually lead us directly into the most beautiful, life-altering moments where the reality of God's presence is without a doubt, says Building 429 frontman Jason Roy. For Building 429, battle cries about living an unshakable faith have been the catalyst to multiple hit singles and playing for millions of fans in sold-out venues internationally. For more information, visit building429.com.
Thank you, Rachel. More music news can be found anytime at weekendtop20countdown.com. Now more of the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. The Afters are up next. Here they are with Well Done.
Number 13.
What will it be like when my pain is gone and all the worries of this world just fade away? What will it be like when you call my
well done, my good and faithful one?
Well done from the Afters. It's number 13 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. We got 12 songs to go for you. Some more great music. And David Crowder tells us about the inspiration behind his worship. That's all coming up next on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says you have never seen anything like this.
You've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned, now playing. Tickets available at unplanned.com. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Presented by Fill the Gap Concerts, a nonprofit partner.
The songs you love the most. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back. I'm Kurt Wallace. This is the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. We're glad you're listening this weekend. And the Weekend Top 20 Countdown's toll-free comment line is open for you if you want to call right now. 888-295-SHOW. Of course, you can leave any comment you want, but we also would love to hear a story about how a song or an artist has touched your life. And someday we could share that story here on the air with you. Here's the number, 888-295-SHOW. Now, more of the Weekend Top 20 Countdown with I Am They. This is called Scars.
Number 12.
Waking up to a new sunrise, looking back from the other side. I can see now with open eyes, darkest water and deepest pain. I wouldn't trade it for anything, 'cause my brokenness brought me to you, and these wounds are a story you'll use. So I'm thankful for the scars, 'cause without them I wouldn't know your heart, and I know they'll always tell of who. Now I'm standing in confidence with the strength of your faithfulness, and I'm not who I was before. No, I don't have to fear anymore. So I'm
I Am They and Scars at number 12 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Well, each week we conduct an informal poll on our website, and when we asked you last time, what do you watch the most on TV? Only 7% of you said the news. 13% answered sports, 18% replied Christian programming, 22% said movies, and a big 40% of you watch shows the most of all. Now, in this weekend's poll, we want to know this. How do you read the Bible? Is it a physical copy, on your phone or tablet, or I honestly don't read the word as much as I should? Let us know about your Bible reading habits at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Next up on the countdown, it's Crowder. And when we had a chance to sit down with David Crowder, he shared his thoughts on what inspires him most in worship.
I think what inspires me most, music's just so cool. Music is just, it's almost one of those things we can't get away from as humans, just in us. And it's one of these deals where one note, the note C, can express 100 different emotions just by the context it's placed in. And that's inspiring in and of itself. And so I want to find out how many different things I can make this one note say, is for one. But I think for the most part, my work and my job as an artist is done when I don't ever have pen and paper in hand, but when I'm just paying attention to the small moments in life where others might not be watching. I think that those are the things you draw from and are able to articulate later. That would be where I find my inspiration, is just the stuff of life.
Thank you, David. David Crowder there, and he has the number 11 song this weekend. It's Crowder and Red Letters.
Number 11.
There I was on death row, guilty in the first degree. Son of God hanging on a hill, hell was my destiny. The crowd was shouting, crucify, could have come from these lips of mine. Dirty shame was killing me. It would take a miracle to wash me clean. Then I
yeah.
Crowder, Red Letters. It's number 11 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace. Thank you for listening to the countdown this weekend. We appreciate it. Coming up, we have your top 10 favorite songs on our way to number one. Lauren Daigle has some advice for wannabe songwriters and musicians. And Rachel's back with more Christian music news, too, when we return to the second half of the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Over 80% of Americans use social media in their daily lives. With so many people on the internet, it's easier than ever for businesses to reach their goals. One problem, though, it seems that many businesses just don't know how. That's why we exist. Here at Helps 2, our team creates websites and social media campaigns for various businesses and nonprofits. We help them reach their goals, fundraise, and expand their reach to more people who care about what they're doing. More information is available at helps2.com. That's HELPS2.com.
Has hope become a stranger in your life? Do you feel trapped? Are you caught in a whirlpool of life and responsibilities that you can't escape? Maybe hope is gone because someone robbed you of your childhood or your youth. Or maybe it's a dream that you know will never come true. We can wish differently, but life will never be painless. But you're saying, where can I find a place where there is peace? Peace is found only in Jesus Christ, crucified and resurrected. Jesus is triumphant over every pain, every failure, every heartbreak, and every hope for this life. Jesus tells us, if anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. If you would like to speak with someone right now about beginning a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, call 888-NEED-HIM or go to www.chataboutjesus.com.
I was confused when my dad left.
Reputation was everything for me.
I sunk to the lowest gutter I could ever think of.
I didn't know how to have a normal relationship with food.
I didn't need help from anybody.
I had Jack.
Verbal abuse.
Objects of ridicule.
Crystal meth.
She caught me.
I fail.
Father?
Everybody's chasing something.
Truth. Hope.
Freedom.
Peace. Love.
It's exactly what I've been searching for.
Find what you've been searching for at IamSecond.com.
The Weekend Top 20. Weekend Top 20. Countdown.
We're back with the second half of the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Thank you for making us a part of your weekend activities as you're getting ready for the week of Easter. In Matthew 20, Jesus told his disciples, "The Son of Man did not come to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." I don't know about you, but I'm glad he did. Each week, the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is heard on some great radio stations all over North America, like KJTY at 88.1 FM in Topeka, Kansas. Also in Wichita Falls, Texas on KMOC at 89.5 FM. We're glad to have you stations as a part of the Weekend Top 20 family. Thank you for listening. Now we're back to the countdown and we're up to the top 10 this week. Hillsong Worship kicks it off with Who You Say I Am.
Number 10.
That the highest King would welcome me. I was lost, but he brought me in. Oh, his love for me. Oh, his love for me. Who the sun sets free. Who is free. Jesus died for me. Yes, he died for me. Who the Son sets free, who is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for
Who You Say I Am. It's Hillsong Worship at number 10 here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm Kurt Wallace, and now and then on our travels with the Weekend Top 20 Countdown, we run into radio professionals that just happen to stop by the studio. One of them is actually here with me now. Her name's Taylor. She works in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Star 93.3. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Kurt Wallace. So you know I'm a huge fan, so I kind of wanted to stalk you a little bit. Is that a bad thing to do?
That's probably a bad thing.
Okay, well, you know I just really, really admire you, and I have a family member that I really do think is your biggest fan.
Really?
No, I'm being completely honest. I know I joke around a lot, but his name is Tommy Warwick, and he loves you. He never misses the Top 20 Countdown.
What station does he listen to?
On 88.3 WCQR in the Tri-Cities, Tennessee area.
How about that? Well, that is nice of him.
I'm telling you, he really is your biggest fan. I would love to see the day that you just show up at like a ball game when he's at South High School watching football and Kurt Wallace comes walking up and he collapses from complete shock.
Now, see, I haven't paid Taylor anything to say this, but I probably should now. But
it's just the truth, Kurt. You have a lot of people that listen.
It's so much fun to be a part of people's lives, like your family member there. And then, of course, people not only in Tennessee, but all over the United States and around the world, actually, the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is heard. But it's good to see you and to hear that we have a faithful fan in Tennessee.
Thanks for letting me in today. And thanks for letting me say hi to Tommy Warwick.
You got it. Taylor, thank you. Now let's get back to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown with the latest from Lauren Daigle, who gave us some advice for aspiring musicians.
Stay in your word, because that's the one place that will never fail you. And from that place, you'll be able to breathe out the promises of God onto all the people that you lead. If you want to be a true leader, you have to study leaders, and you have to study His word and know His word, so that you can not only guide His people, but that you can be full and refreshed and stay rejuvenated. Because the word says that that He is the living water and that He is the bread of life. And when we taste and eat of that water and that bread, it never runs out. It never runs dry. So we're able to pour out constantly because we're always nourished and we're always full. So if your place in life is to lead, then make His presence the most important place. And when you stay in His presence, that's when you're going to do your job the best.
Some great advice from someone God has really used lately to spread His message. Lauren Daigle there. Thank you. She's up next with her latest. This is Look Up Child.
Number 9.
Where are you now when darkness seems to win? Where are you now when the world is crumbling? Oh, I hear you say, look up, child. Down.
Lauren Daigle with Look Up Child, number 9 this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Music news.
Rachel's here with that.
Internationally recognized praise band Planet Shakers released Rain Part 2 this weekend. The new 5-song digital EP was recorded at Planet Shakers conferences in the Philippines and Malaysia in January and features over 29 minutes of music. The lead single, I Choose You from Rain Part 2, declares that God is the one to look to, no matter what the circumstances. This theme is further carried in the Only Way single featured on the new EP and became an encouragement to worship leader Joth Hunt through his battle with cancer. God had me write that song a week before I knew this was going to happen. It was the perfect tool God helped me to use to declare victory over the situation, says Joth, adding, it's easy to sing these songs week to week, but when you're actually going through it, these lyrics become more. They become an anthem.
Thank you, Rachel. More music news can be found on our website. It's weekendtop20countdown.com. All right, now we're back to the countdown. Elevation Worship is up next. Here they are with Resurrecting.
Number 8.
Victory, all praise will.
Elevation Worship at number 8 this week. That's called Resurrecting on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Okay, stay with us. Still to come, it's the 7 biggest songs in the country, and a really good brand new song from Building 429 is next on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Top 20 Countdown.
This Easter, from 20th Century Fox and Franklin Entertainment comes Breakthrough, starring Chrissy Metz, based on a true story. When Joy Smith's son John falls through an icy Missouri lake, all hope seems lost. But a mother's belief in the power of prayer inspires her community to trust God to do the impossible.
Please, God, send your Holy Spirit to save my son.
Breakthrough, rated PG, parental guidance suggested. In theaters Wednesday, April 17th. Tickets and showtimes available at breakthroughmovie.com.
The songs you love the most. Love the most. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
You're listening to the best Christian songs in the country right here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. I'm your host, Kurt Wallace, and we'd love to have you follow us on Twitter. You'll find us at 20 Weekend. It's another way that we can stay in touch with you and connect with you throughout the week. So if you will, follow us on Twitter at 20 Weekend. Now back to the countdown. Zach Williams touring around the country with Casting Crowns these days. Here he is with his latest, Survivor.
Number 7.
For so long I carried the weight of my past, crippled by burdens like stones on my back. I thought I had fallen too far from your grace, but you came and showed me the way. When I was lost, so searching, you were the ground beneath my feet. When I was a blind man begging, you were the eye so I could see. When the smoke was rising up, now I'm alive and born again, rescued from the grip of sin. God, your love came crashing in and pulled me out of the fire. I'm a survivor. Now all I can see the fields of your grace. Wherever I run, you're leading the way. You shook the shackles off my feet. I found redemption on my knees. You gave me hope. You gave me something to believe. Now I'm a
Survivor is at number 7 for Zach Williams on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Future hits.
Now let's take a look at another song that we think may be a future hit someday here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. This weekend, it's a brand new song from Building 429. Their new song is called Fear No More, and it's our choice for this week's future hit on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
When the pain set in, can I believe when I don't see? Can I really let it be out of my hands? When it's out of my hands, this isn't what I choose, but it's where I'm finding you. But I'm broken and undone. Your mercy's just begun. You overcome my doubt. Your hands are and I will fear no more. And I will fear no more. I will fear no more. I can't look into the future, but I know where you have been. Before me, after, and always within. Can I believe when I don't see? Can I really let it be out of my hands? Cause it's out of my hands. Oh, this isn't what I choose, but it's where I'm finding you. But I'm broken and undone. Your mercy's just begun. You overcome my doubt. Your hands are reaching out. You hold me through the storm, and I will fear no more.
So how do you like that new one from Building 429? It's called Fear No More, our future hit. And if you'd like to tell us what you think of it, log on to our website at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. We'd love to hear your opinion. Now back to the countdown. Pat Barrett is up next with Build My Life.
Number 6.
Worthy of every song we could ever sing. Worthy of all the praise we could ever bring. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. Oh, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside.
Oh,
name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.
The number six song on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is from Pat Barrett. That's called Build My Life. Here on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Okay, coming up, we've got the five biggest songs in the country for you. And Mark Hall from Casting Crowns shares about whether or not they call themselves a worship band. That's all coming up next on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
DC Talk is reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise.
During the cruise, DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mack, Kevin Max, comedian John Crist, Mendisa, Ryan Stevenson, and Aaron Cole will all be performing.
There's rock climbing, bungee jumping, mini golf, full court basketball, an escape room, six whirlpools, three pools, a flow rider, laser tag, an ice skating rink, and more.
Plus theme nights, games, and teen events.
The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th.
On board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas.
With ports of call that includes Port Canaveral, Nassau, and the private island Coco Cay. Produced by Premier Vacation and Events, it's a vacation for the entire family.
And cabin reservations and more information is available now at JesusFreeCruise.com.
Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back. I'm Kurt Wallace. You are listening to The Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Easter is just 1 week away. I can't wait. My favorite time of the year. And we got five songs to go for you. John 11:25 says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. If you ever miss listening to the Weekend Top 20 Countdown here on this great radio station, you can always catch up by checking out podcasts of past shows. Those are posted online for you now at WeekendTop20Countdown.com. We have thousands of people who are streaming and downloading the show every month, and we'd love to have you as one of them. Go to our website, WeekendTop20Countdown.com, and check out the podcast page. The countdown continues now with We Are Messengers, cracking the top five with Maybe It's Okay.
Number five.
Thank you.
I didn't know what it hurt like to be broken, then how would I know what it feels like to be whole? If I didn't know what it cuts like to be rejected, then I wouldn't know the joy of coming home. Maybe it's okay if I'm not okay. If I didn't know what it looked like to be dirty, then I wouldn't know what it feels like to be clean. And if all of my shame had drove me to hide in the shadows, then I wouldn't know the beauty of being free. As in heaven.
At number five, it's We Are Messengers and Maybe It's Okay on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Well, they're back by popular demand. DC Talk, one of the most influential and groundbreaking acts in Christian music, is reuniting again as they host the 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise. Along with DC Talk, the Newsboys, Toby Mac, Kevin Max, Bandisa, Ryan Stevenson, Aaron Cole, and comedian John Crist will also be performing. The 2019 Jesus Freak Cruise sets sail June 10th through the 14th on board Royal Caribbean's Mariner of the Seas, with ports of call that include Port Canaveral, Nassau, the Bahamas, and the private island of Coco Cay. Produced by Premier Vacation and Events, it's a vacation for the entire family. And cabin reservations and more info is available now at JesusFreeCruise.com. Now, back to the countdown. And recently, we talked with Mark Hall from Casting Crowns. And here's what he said about whether they call themselves a worship band or not.
Not really. I don't believe so. Well, Casting Crowns, we are a worship band. That's what we've always been. We started out leading worship for our students in Daytona Beach, Florida. And then at our church now, we lead the Sunday morning and the Sunday evening worship and the Wednesday night with our students. So when we started writing songs along with leading worship songs, you start writing songs that are encouraging, admonishing the body, you know, songs, hymns, and spiritual songs kind of stuff. And so to me, you know, whatever you do in word or deed, you do it all for the glory of the Lord. So a lot of what we do is we're either having worship moments where they can sing straight to the Lord, or we're encouraging them to live a life of worship. So to me, I think if you start drawing too many lines in there, you could get a little segmented instead of just bring it all together.
Hey, they still lead worship in their church on Sunday mornings. I think you could call them a worship band, don't you? Mark Hall there from Casting Crowns, and they're up next with their latest, the former number one song, Only Jesus, on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Number 4.
Make it count, leave a mark, build a name for yourself. Dream your dreams, chase your heart above all else. Make a name the world remembers. But all an empty world can sell is empty dreams. I got lost in the lie that it was up to me to make a name the world remembers. But Jesus is the only name to remember. And
Casting Crowns at number 4 this week. It's Only Jesus on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And the Weekend Top 20 Countdown and Fathom Events have a chance now for you to win a pair of tickets to see the animated film Pilgrim's Progress. It's in theaters for a limited engagement April 18th and 20th. Based on the most popular book of all time, next to the Bible, Pilgrim's Progress is an allegory that challenges and strengthens young believers. Just log on to WeekendTop20Countdown.com and click on the contest link for your chance to win tickets to see Pilgrim's Progress from your friends here at the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And who knows, if you do that, next week you might be a big winner on our show, just like Cindy Horath from Cantrell, Illinois, listening to the show on WCIC. Way to go, Cindy. You'll be receiving a copy of We Are Messengers EP called Honest from your friends here at the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. Okay, back to the countdown now. We're up to the top three, and Josh Baldwin has the number three song. Here he is with Stand in Your Love.
Number three.
When darkness tries to roll over my bones, when sorrow comes to steal joy I own, when brokenness and pain is all I know, I won't be shaken, no I won't be shaken. My fear doesn't stand a chance when I
three on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown is from Josh Baldwin. That's called Stand in Your Love. Hey, the Weekend Top 20 Countdown toll-free comment line is up and running at 888-295-SHOW. Call us anytime, 24-7. Let us know what you think about the show or share any other comments or questions you might have. And the Weekend Top 20 Countdown now would love to hear a story about how a song or an artist has touched your life. If you want to share that story, call now, 888-295-SHOW. Okay, stay with us here on the countdown. The number one song in the country is just around the corner, and we head to Green Bay, Wisconsin to check in on our Facebook page. That's all coming up next on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
The Weekend Top 20. The
Weekend Top 20.
Countdown.
Unplanned, based on a life-changing true story.
My name is Abby Johnson. I used to be the director of this clinic.
The Daily Wire says Planned Parenthood is not going to like it.
America wants abortion, which is why we exist.
Glenn Beck says, you have never seen anything like this.
You've managed to make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
Unplanned, now playing. Tickets available at unplanned.com. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. Presented by Fill the Gap Concerts, a nonprofit partner.
Your favorite songs by your favorite artists. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown.
Welcome back. I'm Kurt Wallace. We have two songs to go on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And at number two this week, it's for King and Country. This is God Only Knows.
Number two.
While the world is sound asleep and too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
Told them they would leave, but somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows. Understood and the ones to blame. What if we could start over? We could start over. We could start over.
King and Country, God Only Knows, at number two this week on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And before we hear the number one song in the country, let's turn back to our Facebook page. Here's a message this week from Heather Enright from Green Bay, Wisconsin. She sent us a note in response to our poll question, what do you watch the most on TV? And Heather said, HGTV, for like a half an hour a day. We listen to our local Christian radio station basically 24/7, 91.5 and 91.9, The Family. You are a good person, and you're not alone watching that HGTV thing. My wife loves that station. Thank you, Heather. And if you'd like to be our Facebook buddy, just like Heather from Green Bay, Wisconsin, just go to facebook.com/weekendtop20countdown or look for the Facebook link on our website and join there at weekendtop20countdown.com. All right, it's time for the number one song in the country. And guess what? It's been number one now for 5 weeks in a row. Pretty good news for Mercy Me with their song Best News Ever.
Number one.
Some say don't give up and hope that your good is good enough. Head down, keep on working. If you can earn it, you deserve it. Some say push on through. After all, it's the least that you can do. But don't buy what they're selling. It couldn't be further from the truth. News ever. Some say don't ask for help. God helps the ones who help themselves. So press on, get it right. Otherwise, get left behind. Yeah. Some say he's giving slow. So try hard, then try a little more. But hold up, if this were true, explain to me what the cross is for.
For the fifth week in a row, it's Best News Ever. Mercy Me at number one on the Weekend Top 20 Countdown. And there you have it. It's the 20 songs at the top of your list of favorites. The Weekend Top 20 chart is compiled by tabulating music playlists from adult contemporary Christian radio stations across the country. Let me take a moment to thank our special guests who joined us on this weekend's show. Michael Tate from the Newsboys, David Crowder, Lauren Daigle, and Mark Hall from Casting Crowns. Don't forget you can always find great giveaways and links to the most current Christian music news on our website. It's WeekendTop20Countdown.com. Don't forget to sign up to be a fan of ours on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at 20 Weekend. The Weekend Top 20 Countdown is produced by Jason Burrows. Our executive producers are Ken Farley and Brandon Rabar. The show is written by Wes Shadler. And Rachel James is always here with the latest in Christian music news. Next week, we'll do it all again. And I hope you'll join us as we count down the top 20 Christian songs in America. Until then, from the beautiful blooming state of Indiana, spring is definitely in the air. I cut the grass for the first time this weekend. I'm Kurt Wallace. Hope you'll make a difference in someone's life as we prepare for the Easter celebration. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week.
The Weekend Top 20
Countdown.
Over 80% of Americans use social media in their daily lives. With so many people on the internet, it's easier than ever for businesses to reach their goals. One problem, though, it seems that many businesses just don't know how. That's why we exist. Here at Helps You, our team creates websites and social media campaigns for various businesses and nonprofits. We help them reach their goals, fundraise, and expand their reach to more people who care about what they're doing. More information is available at helps2.com. That's HELPS2.com.
A friend of mine told me he enjoyed perfect vision for years. However, with age and time, he told me, he eventually lost his perfect vision without realizing what had happened. He still doesn't know how long the problem went undetected. In the very same way, none of us is physically perfect. We're not morally perfect, and we're not spiritually perfect. In fact, if we're honest, we've all sinned. We've all made wrong turns. We've all gone down alleys we shouldn't have. And we've all fallen short of God's standard. That's why Jesus Christ died on the cross, was buried, and rose again. He longs for us to be spiritually restored. He wants you to see clearly. He wants you to live again. To find out how, call us at 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM, or go to www.chataboutjesus.com, 1-888-NEED-HIM.